Federal regulators are moving towards setting a hard cap that would limit Chinook salmon caught as bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska. If a fishery exceeds the cap, it would trigger an automatic closure, and the fleet would have to stop fishing. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council met over the weekend in Anchorage, but final action will wait until June when the council reconvenes in Nome. The cap could come into effect as soon as next year. KMXT's Jacob Resnick has more.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council's staff analysis found that Chinook bycatch follows predictable patterns, with spikes coinciding with a pollock fleet trawling in the Gulf of Alaska. Teresa Peterson of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council is one of those who had encouraged the council to set the cap at 15,000 fish. The council opted to set the cap higher. 22,500 was the number agreed to on Saturday.
I think this sends a great message to the industry that there are limits on bycatch, and there are concerns from many around the state that the bycatch is impacting the returns to our struggling systems in the Gulf.
Caps have been resisted by the pollock industry. An alternative proposal would have created mandatory cooperatives. These cooperatives would monitor bycatch numbers and allocate bycatch levels between vessels. But lawyers from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration advised the council this structure wouldn't be legal, as it would be devolving managerial powers from regulators to private industry.
So that basically took that option off the table.
That's Julie Bonney of the Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, which advocates for the pollock fleet. She predicted a cap would be difficult for the fleet as allocations for pollock are on the rise.
The cap is, you know, doesn't fluctuate. So you have more pollock you have to catch with the same amount of salmon. So that's going to be difficult.
Local returns of Chinook king salmon have been weak. That's triggered the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to limit this summer's king salmon sport fishery on the Karlik River to catch and release only. On the Iyakulik, the bag limit will be one fish with a season maximum of two. With similar restrictions around the state, Peterson praised the council's apparent willingness to impose a cap as a way to bring relief to faltering runs across Alaska.
This is moving really quickly through the council process, and so the preferred alternative is set up to adopt final action in June. And that would actually allow for a mid-year implementation next year where the cap would go in place in the middle of 2012. And so things are moving really quickly, and the council's action is very responsive to the ongoing concerns.
The Chinook bycatch plan would also extend observer coverage to under 60-foot vessels. None of this is final. The council will revisit the plan at its upcoming meeting in Nome. Last year's bycatch total of about 51,000 Chinook automatically triggered consultation with lower 48 fishery managers in accordance with the Endangered Species Act. That's because the Gulf of Alaska is a major feeding ground for salmon who return to rivers in British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, California, and Asia. Yet how many Chinook in the Gulf of Alaska are hatchery fish and how many are from wild rivers is still controversial and will take expanded genetic stock testing to better understand the origins of these fish.
In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.